All right, CEO Jeff is on. This is the CEO of the greatest radio company in the world, Jeff Warshaw. Good morning, sir.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Before we start with the food and other things, we need you to run for governor. So can we sign you up for that?
Do you mind?
When the time comes, if the tribe makes enough of an effort to get me to throw in my name, I'll be happy to do it.
We will do that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not sure my wife would be crazy about it. And I know my older son, Sammy, when I used to say I'm going to be governor someday, he'd get very angry. But maybe he'd change his tune now. Who
All right.
knows?
Now, why would he get angry?
I think he feels like it would prevent us from living the lovely, normal life that we have.
Right. Now he's the governor's son. He can't get a speeding ticket.
Right.
But, you know, he lives in L.A. now, so, he loses his say.
Right. He lost it. Well, you don't have to worry about losing his vote.
Yeah, he's no longer resident. So you're good.
Yeah.
You're good there.
All right. When the time is right, then. We'll start
the
push.
To be discussed.
To be discussed.
Right.
Taste the Haven is a bit.
I wanted to talk about it for a second. I wanted to tell a really great story. It made my day. It made my week. I was walking out of my house the other day. It was 7:30 in the morning. And there's this lovely gentleman who has been painting something on my house, him and his partner. They're doing a great job. It's their last day. And I was walking towards my car when he was getting out of his car, and he said, he was shaking his head. And I said, you know, what's wrong? He goes, oh, we got to get rid of the politicians. I said, what do you mean? He goes, oh, I'm listening to the radio, and I'm going crazy with the politicians. I said, well, what are you listening to? He looked at me quizzically, and he said, Chaz and AJ.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Right.
And I said, really? And he said, yes. I said, do you ever listen to the bit about the guy who goes to lunch with Chaz? He goes, oh, yeah, the boss. That's the boss. He goes with these good restaurants with Chaz. I said, well, that's me. And he looked at me like I had, you know, I thought he was going to fall down.
Five heads.
And he said, what do you mean?
What?
I said, that's me. And he said, I learned how to speak English listening to Chaz and AJ.
What?
That's really?
Awesome.
Yeah. And he showed me a sticker on his car. He was so happy. And I know it made my day. So if ever I lose sight of the importance of radio and the importance of this show in people's lives, it was a great reminder. It was terrific.
What's his name?
Wilson Duarte.
Wilson!
Wilson!
I think it's Wilson Duarte Jr. I think it's a longer last name, but that's what he used.
He sure did.
He told me so I could get the name right. But, you know, he's a great painter. If anybody ever needs a phenomenal painter, I've never had anyone do as good a job as him.
Wow. Oh, we'll grab his number and we'll post it
he's
online.
An artiste.
Yeah, we'll
yes.
make sure we make it available.
I hope he didn't learn English from AJ's part of the show.
I knew it was coming.
Right.
No, but he did learn how to grunt and make, you know, howling sounds.
Oh, cool. See, I serve a purpose.
Repeat after me, Wilson.
Do you get a Guinness with like an umbrella and a fruit in it? I have no idea. It makes him happy.
Right. It does.
Well, thank you, Wilson.
Thank you, Wilson.
Right. There was a couple of words that said right.
Yeah, so we're going to a great place in New Haven today for lunch. Recommended by the tribe.
Looking forward to it.
Adriana's.
Mm-hmm. Sounds nice. Adriana's.
Yeah. Italy is our favorite place to travel to. I mean, when there was such a thing as international travel. I'd have to say I've been to Italy at least 15 times in my
wow.
life. And,
wow.
And traveled all over eating. My older daughter and I traveled multiple times just to eat. We hooked up with this phenomenal food writer. She specializes in artisanal foods in Italy, and we had the most amazing experiences in Italy. So I'm really excited to eat with you today, Chaz.
I live
really
Jeff. Why are we going to New Haven? Why don't we go to Italy?
Right.
That's now. There's a food bet.
Really
that's next year.
To go to Italy at this point in time.
That's next year.
You know, somewhere in the future. Right when I run. When I run for governor. We'll go
okay.
To
right, right, right before you go, because you'll be busy.
Exactly right.
Wow.
I have to.
I haven't. Sorry, Ashley. I haven't been to Westport 15 times.
Yeah, really. I was there twice. I was escorted out both times.
Ashley, you lived in Italy, right?
Yeah, I lived in Italy for a few months, and there really is no such thing as a bad meal.
Really?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert.
But the the portions are smaller, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. It doesn't stop you from gaining weight, though.
Right.
Well, no, But if you eat like five plates of it, yes.
Portions are smaller, but you have more portions.
And the meal is longer.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
You spend more of the day actually eating than you do anything else. So, like, here, if we have lunch and you get, like, 13 and a half minutes, you're like, oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Over there, it's a 2.5 hour event in the middle of the day every day.
I would say there's no, like, lunch hour over there, yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have the patience.
Then they take a nap. They have siesta.
Yeah.
They shut down work in the middle of the day to lunch.
Fantastic.
Yep.
DMV does that.
I remember... I think I had so many peak experiences of cooking and eating in Italy. I remember we went in Emilia-Romagna, this region we were in Modena, and we went to this kind of like a deli, but behind the deli was a little restaurant, and behind that was the kitchen, and the woman that worked there had learned to make pasta from her husband, and she was known as the greatest pasta maker in Italy. And we took we spent in about 3 hours, 4 hours in the morning making pasta with her one day, and it was really just a tremendous experience.
We're gonna play.
And then we ate.
Then that's the best part.
Yeah,
you ate the pasta you just made.
They did this thing that, and apparently the chef that that was there at the time, not the woman, but another chef, he opened up a restaurant in the city, and there's this thing called gnocco frito, which is essentially little savory dough balls that they drape with different charcuterie, different prosciutto. And,
oh my god,
sounds amazing!
Seriously,
even pig fat, lardo.
Hey,
how can you go
great.
Wrong?
Exactly.
Pig fat.
Right.
I have a
feeling. My nickname in high school.
Our lunch is going to be great today.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, but may not live up to this.
No.
It might.
We're going to have to go to Italy for
it
this.
It might.
Yeah.
We always have a great time. Actually, when things open up in the city, I will take you to that restaurant that makes that exact same dish in the city. We'll make a double date out of it, all right?
Damn. Yes, sir. I love it. All right, so have you seen the menu? Do you know what you're ordering?
Oh, I have. Yes, I've been strategizing. I figured me and you would spend a little time strategizing so we could get a maximum exposure, try as many dishes as we can.
Excellent.
You got to start with the antipasto.
Yeah. And we have to have pasta, of course.
Yeah. And then we're going to, all right, so we'll review what we thought of Adriana's tomorrow at this time. Jeff, thank you, brother. We'll see you today at noon.
All right.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.